الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاه والصلاه والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم. وبعد، امام النووي رحمه الله تعالى، after talking about taqwa, he moves to a new chapter, and that chapter, the chapter of al-yaqeen wa al-tawakkul. Al-yaqeen wa al-tawakkul, because of from the one of the main characteristics of the muttaqeen is what? Al-jama'ah. That's once you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always on your mind, then everything in your life is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you trust Allah azza wa jalla in your affairs. You have the absolute certainty as a result of that taqwa, and obviously when you have that certainty, you will have the complete submission on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawakkul, reliance on Allah azza wa jalla. Imam an-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابَ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. And when the believers saw al-Ahzab, these were the confederates, the Arab tribes, when they gathered around the Prophet ﷺ in Medina, they said, this is what Allah and His Messenger Muhammad ﷺ had promised us, and Allah and His Messenger had spoken the truth. And it only added their faith, added them in their faith actually, and to their submission to Allah Azza wa Jal. Like what they saw didn't deter them from believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, it confirmed their iman. It made it certain to them what Allah promised, that it's true, because we know this whole society today is the exact same example in our time, subhanAllah. The closer you are to the way of the Anbiya, the harsher the attack is going to be on you. Because no one likes to be told you're wrong, your ways are horrible, that you're causing fitna and you know, kind of deceiving the people. No one likes to hear that. So the more you come to them with the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more they will reject you and fight against you. Look at the example in Gaza right now. The whole world is around them, and the people of Gaza are telling them what? هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. That's what Allah promised. And what they really have يعني, against them, other than they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and call to the way of Allah azza wa jal. And that's what they hate the most about them. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى الَّذِينَ قَالَ هُمُ النَّاسُ النَّاسَ قَدَ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Those are the people who, when they were told that the people have gathered against you, like a great army is coming against you, what do they expect that they hear in response to that? Like, really? Oh my God, what do we do? Instead, what do the believers say? قَالُوا هَذَا. Of course, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we saw, what they say, فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When they told, be aware of them, be afraid of them, said, زَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. That made them actually now even stronger in their iman, in belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. He says, fear who? To fear who? If we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us, and we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sufficient for us. If Allah is sufficient for us, we don't care about anybody else. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we had transformed their affairs completely to a blessing. Meaning, regardless of how hard it is and how far we go into hardship and trials, at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised what, ya jama'ah? وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the aqibah, which means the end result, is going to always in favor of the righteous. May Allah make us among them, ya Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the affairs of the believers in Gaza to the best, ya Rabbil Alameen. قال وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and تَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ, means put your trust in the one who is ever living and never dies. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. This is one of the many very important powerful statements that negates all the horrible practices we see in the world, and especially in the Muslim ummah, in regards to people going to shrines and grave of saints and others asking them for things. Like not too long ago, a very major sect in Islam, they go to graves and they call them and they ask them and they worship them basically. And when you ask them, they say, no. I mean, they bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Exactly the same thing what the mushrikeen said at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here Allah azza wa jalla is telling us what, ya jama'ah? وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Depend and you put your trust in the ever-living who never dies. Which means, if a person dies, like any living that dies, don't depend on them. any living who dies, don't put too much trust in them. If Allah says the living who dies, don't put that much trust in them, what about those who are already dead then? Like if the living who could possibly help you in some way, Allah says don't put too much trust in them because they're going to die eventually. Why would people put their trust in someone who's dead? No matter who that person is. Their trust should be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. And let the believers, those who believe in Allah, put their trust and reliance on Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah says, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And when you're determined, means when you made your mind, then put your tawakkul and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ وَمَا يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And those who put the reliance on Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will suffice them. Allah promised, you rely on me, and I'll suffice you of anything that you need. وقال إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم. The true believers are those when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is mentioned before them. وجلت قلوبهم means their heart humbled themselves or trembled, you know, by the name of the mention of Allah Azza wa Jal. وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا. And when the ayat of Allah is being recited in front of them, it would increase them in iman. What does that mean when you hear زادتهم إيمانا? Which means that iman is what, a jama'ah? It's not one thing. Your iman is not static. So when you sometimes see your iman is increasing, if something increases, what does that mean? If something goes up, what does it mean then? It can go what? Go down. If something goes up, it can go down. What does that mean? There will be times when you feel, mashallah, your iman like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then there will be times where you feel your iman is like, I don't want to mention who. But at least you feel that your iman is going down. Right? So you need to make sure that when your iman is going up, what do you do? You do so much of good deeds for the time when your iman goes down. So at least when your iman goes down after that time, it wouldn't go as low as it was in the time before. You're always in a better position. Always in a better position. Some people, unfortunately, when their iman goes down, what do? They let go. So they go free fall. So when they pick up the pieces to go up, they have to climb all the way up again from scratch. And they keep always in the same situation, the same bottom. Every time they have to now to raise their iman again, they start from the exact same low point and keep climbing up. And then when they go down, they let go again. So they go down to the bottom, and they start going up from that same spot, and they get just exhausted, and they feel that they never get out of it. Yeah, because when your iman starts going up, you're so scared that you don't do more than what you should, because you're just like, you know, I know myself. No, you need to do better than what you can think of yourself. And put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your iman keeps going up, so that next time when it starts going down, you stop at a place that is higher than the last time. So that you're always climbing up, inshallah, with your iman no matter what. So that's very important to remember this. قال زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. And those are the ones who truly rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us among them, ya Rabbil Alameen. There are many hadith. We're supposed to take the first hadith, but we'll delay that until, inshallah, ta'ala, tomorrow, with Allah Azza wa Jal. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Jazakum Allah khair. Any question, Jama'ah? Tawakkul ala Allah. خير إن شاء الله. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.